Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. This is truly an epic event that is raising awareness and revealing just how much is happening in the world of embodiment. And this gives me hope about where we're heading as a people. I'm Amara Pagano. I'm the founder of Azul, a conscious movement path of personal transformation. I work with the body and the power of movement to awaken love and consciousness. Embodiment is a key to my work. And the journey of embodying the map of Azul is what facilitates the process of self-realization. I'm excited to sponsor the Dance and Creativity Channel to share my love of movement and to celebrate the power that it has to serve our collective evolution. If you are interested in awakening your deepest potential or curious about the spiritual and healing aspects of embodiment, I encourage you to check out Azul. Everyone is welcome. I work with people who love movement and people who have never moved. Follow the link and you'll find three gifts for you: a 50-minute Azul journey, a special discount on our online embodiment training, and a free month in our upcoming membership program. So come, check out the Path of Azul. I'll be presenting on the main stage here and in the Dance and Creativity channel, and I hope to see you there. For now, enjoy the richness of the presentation you're about to see.
Mia is a feminine embodiment coach, movement teacher, creatress, and facilitator of the art of embodied feminine flow. And Mia is passionate about living fully from her feminine nature, her body, and believes only embodied experience set us free for real change. Welcome, Mia, and words to you.
Nice. Hello, everybody. I'm so excited to be here with you. I'm already trying to make connection. Even we have only the chat. I'm looking at 39 people. So excited that you're here. Please raise your hands because I would really like to have some of you on the screen moving with me, because my teaching is based on what I see with from the people or the woman in the room. So I only see women, right? Oh, there's, hi, Burkhard. Nice to see you. One of my oldest clients. Nice. So let's join the main room. So we have one man, but the rest is female. So thank you for being here supporting me. I hope I will support you with this session. It means a lot to me. Thank you, Antonina, for this great introduction and that you all here coming together with me. So this session is about an exploration. It's less an explanation. There's so much information you might already got from the Embodiment Conference, so much you already know, but we need time to practice, to let this sink in. And that's what I want to, I see Evelyn moving. I just want to make space for that, because I, you know, in the past, I read so many books and so many information, but there was some point I was like, I really need to absorb this. I need to make a pause and really move with the knowledge that this knowledge get embodied. So, and the session is also about, and which is the most important key, is about tuning into your female body, not just your body, because that makes a huge difference for me. When I discovered that I'm tuning into my body and I'm really connected, but if I'm tuning into my female body, like really conscious, there is a difference in how I perceive life, how I perceive myself. And immediately I feel I'm more at ease. I'm more, I don't even know how to express that. It feels more like true and beautiful. So before we start with tuning into our female body, my question to you to get to know you, how connected do you feel to your female body and your femininity right now? So from 1 to 10, where are you right now? That seems like an 8. Four, three. Okay, nice. So do you know what? I need to change my view. That's funny. So now I see you. I'm sorry. I'm just checking into the people on in the main room. So I have Hagar, Melania, Tatiana, Monty, Lalita. Wow, we have also amazing names. That is, sorry when I said them wrong. That's, wow. Ooh, hi. So really want to connect with you. And I'm just sensing into the whole group. And maybe you can join me. Let's sense into this group of amazing women. We have 52 people watching. I'm so excited. So imagine we all would be in the same room together, excited about moving together. And at the same time, tune into your female body. When I'm tuning in, I feel so excited. Can't wait. So maybe you feel the quality is changing. So you feel there's more softness, gentleness. Maybe you feel more beautiful. So maybe you feel that something in your face is changing. So now and then really feel into your feet, into your female feet. Feel them on the floor. Move a little bit. And then just see, so I feel there's movement inside of my body, like very natural. Like I don't move. I just allow movement to happen naturally through my body. So this is a big point about what I do is receiving movement. And moving with a feminine quality means for me, moving with more ease, creativity, freedom, allowing movement to happen. So in the very first beginning, it's there might not be so much movement happening. So you stay really curious, what is there right now in your body? So I feel my eyes are curious, very curious, looking around. And I feel my feet are curious. And I also feel that I can now relax more and more into the space with you. So nice. So welcome again. So now we're all tuned into our female bodies. How do you feel right now? Like the people I can see on the screen, is there a little difference? Yeah, nice. So that was my first embodiment exploration with you. So important thing, I would really want to connect with you because the session is about you. It's not me delivering a session and you just watch, it's about you. So I really want to support you. So the question is, and I always ask the question in my sessions, what do you need today? Like, do you want to feel lighter? Do you want to feel more flow? It's like really sensing in, what is that what I need today from this session? Mm. There's like one word is enough. Softness, support. To feel more grounded, feel my power. Grounded. Trust and openness. Oh, that now it goes really quick. Peace, trust, feeling nourished, connecting to self. Play, aliveness. I'm sure we will all cover that. I'm sure. You know, you probably see that I'm slowing down, because this is also about slowing down, because I feel sensing in needs time and space. Oh, so thank you for this. So nourishment, imagine your most the food you love the most, like extremely delicious to you. You can't wait to eat it. A lot of spices, flavors, sweetness. Like just imagine it right now, sensing it into your mouth, right in front of you. Like the food when you're really excited, like, oh God, tonight I will have this amazing dinner. And when you start eating, you're so blown away by the taste. And there's so much in there to discover. And I see a smile on the screen. And you really feel how this food is nourishing you. Like really, like, ah. Oh. And you stay open. You stay curious. You really taste that. And this is what the session is about today. Like, we will nourish through movement, feminine movement. So every little tiny small movement is one of those flavors, spices who will nourish you, who will make something with your body. We will be getting like good signals to your body, like really absorbing what the movement is doing to you. Like you feel a sensation on your skin, under your skin. And maybe you can already feel them. You can already start moving with me. So this is very sensual, very soft, like very alive, open already. And everything what I offer is an invitation for you. It's not an instruction. Invitation for you to discover, how do you want to move with me in a way that supports your femininity? So let me share something about my story quickly. But before, one important point for my whole session is music. I'm an absolutely music freak. In my workshops, I have like very, well, is it the right word, curated music playlist, like really fresh, nice tunes. So that's really important. I have a playlist. Rebecca, can you share this now? Because we will have a silent disco. I will put my headphones on and hopefully you can have another device you can play the music from, which would be really cool. Because I'm not allowed to share. You might know this from other sessions. And then we press play at the same time. And you know, my tunes are very sensual, spiral. So the music is important because they help you to understand the way I move. Okay, so my story. I've been a personal trainer for over a decade in a very masculine industry. I got taught mostly by men. It was like, okay, you have to move in this and that way. Here's the method or the system. And in this system, you do exactly this and that. And I was following this. I was very into functional training. I'm also teaching for a American company education courses. And it's all about movement quality and how you move properly. But at some point in 2016, and before actually, there was other things going on, but I started to break out of this. So there was a time, so there was functional training, and then there was this movement culture thing happening. So I started more like flowing with animal flow, linking movements together. So, and then via vinyasa flow. And, but still it was for me very, it was a very rigid practice. Like I felt like I want to break out of this. I want to move more, you know, I really literally feel how I press my body into the shapes. And then like, no, I stick to this. Maybe you know this, like, okay, no, I need to do this because that's what the teacher is showing, or this is how it goes. And I remember myself being in a gym, in a classroom on my own, and I played music and I started moving, you know, like all of this was born in classrooms, in gyms. And I was like, please, hopefully nobody's watching me what the personal trainer is doing for weird stuff. So I've never imagined like 5 years later that I would teaching this to you right now. So this was my liberation. So, and then 2 years later in 2018, I decided, because I had a major breakthrough, like realizing everything what I felt was wrong with me. I was not wrong. It was just, I have a female body. I perceive life different. I teach different. I teach more from my intuition. I'm a female, and I want to really, and this is right. And I decided to leave everything behind what I've learned, to follow my body. And so through 2 years of creation, and it's still in process, the art of embodiment, embodied feminine flow, was born. And this is what I will introduce you today. So this is my movement practice, and it was developed through the guidance of my body. Yeah, I'm so excited to share this. This is a long story. And it was really like doing this, being more and more public with this was quite a journey. It was not just, I don't have a dance background. I just followed this, and I'm here on the Dance and Creativity channel with you, and that's amazing. So that's my story. So I followed my body's guidance and I stick to that until today. And that's what I do with you in this session. So what I teach, the movements or the invitations that I offer for you, will be guided from my embodied wisdom, from my body. And this is an invitation for you to follow your body. There's nothing I will press you into. And I hope you will enjoy that. So I will just check the chat briefly. Okay, so are you ready to move? Yes. So then I put my headphones on. Whew. So, okay, so you have the playlist in the chat, right? So are you ready to press play with me? Right, 1, 2, 3, go. Stand up. I mean, you can sit down, actually. It's an invitation, right? I'm standing up, because it's for me better to teach. So this is unfortunately the only way you can see me. So tuning in, starting. We will explore now some of the movements which belongs to embodied feminine flow. So maybe close your eyes. And this time I would really encourage to, yeah, get up, to really have a sense of you in this space standing, touching, so when you have your, sorry, just wait, it seems that maybe you're not ready yet, now, okay, so let's see where your hand want to go, where your hands want to support you, and where your body needs support. And then be aware of your female body here in this space. Just enjoy being close with you right now. So whatever you need right now, whatever you need from someone else, you can give it to yourself. You can hold yourself tight. And I want to introduce the double role to you. So you're at the same time, you're the receiver, you're receiving the touch. And at the same time, you're giving the touch. And make a sigh. And breathe out and let go of heaviness. So if you're also listening to the next song, this is called Electric Feel. So I invite you to be very curious, what is alive in your body right now? In your body, like under your skin, and also above your skin, what is there? So you can move your hands if you want and support your body wherever you need support right now. So this is a very gentle welcome to your body. Like, hey, I'm gonna move you. I'm gonna move you. I'm not just starting crazy. I'm just here and you're very gentle. Like, hi, how are you today, my love? How can I treat you very kind or with kindness and compassion? So if you feel your body is quite tense, then imagine you're pulling out, or what's the word? I'm sorry. Doing this, pulling out layers. So now I feel there's different kind of movement evoking. So it's like liberating of the heart, opening the heart. Maybe your heart felt a bit tight today. Or there was a little pain. It was like opening up. Also inhale. More deep. So now I feel this stretching move. Like stretching, expanding into the room, like, ah, this is so nice. You can really enjoy that. And then it's like, ah, letting go. Like this move you have in the morning, like waking up, or a dog is doing when they wake up. Ah, stretchy. This is actually called pendiculation, a quite fancy word. Maybe you know it from somatic experience. You can also make a dance out of that. So I'm quite slow at the moment with my movement, really eating, slowly tasting what is there. But if you have a different pace, then go for it. So it's discovering what is my rhythm right now. I don't have to follow a rhythm from the person in front. No, what is my rhythm actually? What is my rhythm if I don't have appointments and things to do? Like, oh, I see somebody yawning. Oh, lovely. I love that so much. Please yawn. Oh, for me, this is so, so healthy. Like, releasing tension in the face, energizing the eyes, which are so sensitive. And with good food, I also mean like good sensory input, like input into your body, which comes out as a movement. So like your feet on the floor pressing, and then there's this movement, and then the body, the brain gets the signal, and then there's some movement coming out. So now there's this stretching. So, and this is one of my favorite flow songs, because you hear this quite spiral, circling rhythm. And this is also about the feminine movement. It's like there's no end. It's like circling. There's no end point. You go from one movement to the other and see where your body is carrying you to. If you're familiar with the term tensegrity, watch Thomas Myers. You know, like the fascial suit we all have. Like you move, you pull on one side and the rest is following. The more your body is elastic and your fascia is free, you're able to move as a unit from one place to the other. And that is the most juicy part of this feeling, how you, there's less S for effort. You just pull in one direction and then you get moved. So you receive the movement, and receiving is so female. And I'm so happy to move with 68 people right now. It's exciting. Just checking. Okay. So now is the song Daughter on. 2:30. So I see people who are in their flow. Woo. So now, invitation to be a bit more aware of the hip. So how can you bring more movement from the hip, but from inside, like sensing into your womb, like deep inside of your lower body, and you're moving from the inside out. So you're sensing into your, how can I say that? To your core, to your center, that's the word. So imagine moving from the inside. This helps to make the movement easier. And you're also connecting to your female treasure here. So this is an invitation to flow now with this part, but also surrender a bit more. How do you want to move? Maybe there's something else I haven't mentioned. So it's like letting go, and now I let go a bit more of things I'm holding, and then I start more observing what is happening if I don't control my movement, if I liberate myself, and really enjoying this unwinding. So, and maybe there's something alive in you right now, something uncomfortable you want to unwind, like some heavy energy connected to a story, and you can just move with this. I feel here on my left side a heavy energy, and I move with this and let this energy move inside my body and really set this free so that this energy can move. And I feel I get very like sweaty and really warm inside. It's a different kind of warmth than when I would go for a run. So, and to stay present with this kind of movement, so you will be very curious about what is happening in the next moment, or what's happening. I see my hand is moving very soft, very gentle, and I can really enjoy this process. Wow. And I can feel how nourishing this is for me to just move, to let go of tension, to surrender in movement. And this could also be like falling a bit, releasing. So from what I see from the people on the screen here dancing with me, moving with me, they're all pretty much in their own flow, in their own rhythm, exploring, discovering. And right now it feels like just letting space for all of this. Even if you just sit down and watch, what is alive there? What can you sense right now? I can sense a warm breeze under my hair and my neck. So my eyes are very curious, moving in the room and moving on the screen. So now we have the song Like Water. This is also the feminine element, is the water, right? So imagine water is moving inside of your body and creating the different shapes now. And the more you let go, the more the water can shape these forms for you. And it's not about looking good. Moving good is just about how that feels. It's so pleasurable for you to do that. I can feel my hair on my back. Maybe you like to slow down a bit. To have even more space to discover what is going on there. See, there's so much aliveness all the time. And I really, really enjoy moving with you, being here with you. So now the song is very gentle. So now your spine, I invite you to imagine your spine as like seaweed and water. And you really connect to your spine, like really sensing into your spine, being really aware of your spine in your body, and then moving your head and your coccyx. And it's like there's a wave moving through your body right now. And you're like, oh, very soft. Just allowing this ripple to happen through the body. And you feel like this gentle massage. Actually, all of this, what we're doing right now, is a moving massage. It's like really, you're massaging yourself. And through this little motions, the blood flow gets activated. Like information can travel with more ease through the body. And this with less effort, it's like very gentle process. You can just enjoy that surrender. Allow sounds to arise. Allow them to like sighing is such a beautiful thing. Like really let your body believing that you're like, oh, I'm letting go. I feel very soft, very gentle, very connected. Like I feel my whole body. And there was just a question popping up for you, like, how can you move in a way now that unfolds even more of your femininity or honors your female body, honors yourself? And then be curious, what is happening? Enjoy the sensations. So I feel my face is doing weird stuff. So maybe your face or another part of your body is doing something weird. Just allow it to happen. Like an unwinding. Wow. So now, move from the heart, like connect with your heart space even more, and then move from your heart, like from the depth of your body. So you move from the inside out. And it's also that your body is hugging, embracing your heart right now, like the whole time. The lungs are embracing the heart physically. And this is also embracing yourself, taking care. Remember the double role, giving and receiving. I'm receiving this hug, but I also giving this hug to myself. So we have self-love here. We have self-compassion, self-care. We have movement, femininity, nourishment. So it's like this very delicious, tasty food, like the soul bowl of movement or expression. And we're kind of, close to, not really to the end, but we're coming closer. So, but you still stay curious, maybe even more. So be even more sensual. Maybe you want to make a bit bigger expressions. Back to some stretchy moves. So we're close to our peak. Thank you.
And you can also start a bit shaking, pulsating, if that fits into your personal flow. Like with this whole fluid spine, moving with the heart, moving with the womb space. The water is moving inside of me. Maybe I can have a little vibration in this. I can also feel my heartbeat is increasing. So this is a very gentle way of moving with good information. This is about moving with your parasympathetic nervous state. Like there's no stress we're putting on the body, and the blood flow is increasing in a very gentle way. So there's a lot of good things we're doing now to the body and also to our femininity. Now we're really in the flow. So the peak song is coming soon. So now let go even more and maybe go a bit wild, like wild in a way where you stick with your softness. So you combine these two qualities. Like wild without tension. So I would stick with the scream, but maybe you like to move in your room. So my floor is a bit loud, I'm sorry for that. More. More energy. Let go. And stay curious, stay open. What is happening right now? Oh yeah, nice. I see people shaking. Shake with me. Just allow the movement to happen. Don't control it. And see where can you break out of the ways you're moving right now. Maybe you can do something very unpredictable. I don't know, like allowing something you like, oh, what is this? Like trying something new. To practice, try something new, and how does it feel? The main quality is here, the feminine energy, your femininity, creativity. Maybe there's a female quality you want to even connect more to right now, something new, like power. You can stick to softness if you want to do this, or power, grace. Like being very, I don't know the word actually, like being very this kind of, listen to the music. It's called Words Remain. Like proud, elegant woman who's like I know exactly what I want. I know exactly what to do. I'm very clear with my borders. And maybe you can grow a bit more into this new embodiment, this fresh embodiment of you. It's like, how do you want to be as woman in the world? What is your natural quality? What is the embodiment of you? Your true self, like true self, the body. How does your true self as a body feel the most natural to you? I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. You know, sometimes we completely feel the opposite, like tight and small like this. Maybe you can open up to your own presence. This is also one of my favorite songs, I have to say. Like, I feel very, this feels really like a song for me where I feel my energy really well. And I feel it's such a feminine, powerful song, like powerful, but also sensual. And this is our quality, right? Power doesn't have to be loud. So we're nearly coming to an end. Like, this is our peak, so let go even more, allow movement happen through you. Like, what is moving you? The seaweed in the ocean. You feel your heart is moving. Feel your warm space is moving, your energy is, your feminine energy is increasing from your lower body up to your heart. And whatever you want to do now, go for it. So now I press play on the last song, which is Flight from the City. To calm down. I thought I made the playlist exactly as the amount I have time. With you, but obviously not. So that's like a little, like, I don't know if it's a proper word, like swinging out, like very gentle, you calm down the movement in a way that feels delicious and natural for you, like your own rhythm. And actually, it feels like I don't want to stop. This is always, I don't want to stop. I want to go on and move. So this is what I call the afterglow. It's like really enjoying what the practice has done to you. How do you feel right now? So it's like a standing, smoothly moving shavasana. You can also lie down afterwards. Like, imagine all the energy, all these informations, whatever we have created, It's just sinking into your body, like your body is absorbing this, like saving this. Remember, the body keeps the score. Like, this is a new record, a good record for your body. And I hope you feel nourished and relaxed and open and extraordinary feminine. Or however we want to call it, you just feel good. Or more than this. You will sit down, or you can stand, whatever. I will sit down and then we can have some questions or share us about your experience. Stopping my playlist. Do I see smiley faces? Do I see smiley faces? Ooh, sparkling. So, back closer to the screen. So, wow, it's so nice to watch the woman afterwards, because they change, the faces change. So, is there anyone who wants to share something, or you have questions? I'm happy to answer, because we have still time. I mean, I guess there was no time to type anything in the Q&A box. I see the chat, such a nice playlist. Thank you.
I have a question, if we can repeat this dance like everyday practice with this playlist.
Yeah, thank you for asking this question. That's actually what I do. So I don't take an hour every day for this, but at least one song. And yeah, actually this is, you know, that's the practice that my body showed me. I put all the things into this practice that I've learned through the years of movement experience, like moving the spine, like mobility practice, and then I've started flowing, and then I reverse engineer this whole process, like how can I teach this to people. So yeah, of course you can, you know, put one song, connect to your female body, and then just enjoy moving, like a very simple thing, just connecting to yourself, like a feminine moving meditation. And so the things like moving from the heart and like this stretch thing, this is all parts of what I teach in the Art of Embodied Feminine Flow. And I also teach the movement a bit more precisely. I mean, not now, like here in this space, but like, how can I get more ease in my movement? I can see where you're blocking your movement. And like I see many women in the live workshops, like they are not really free in their hips. And even if you say move your hips, they're not. And I believe, I honestly can be more free in my hip as well. So, because we're holding a lot of things there, and or in my spine, I lately discovered that I move my spine, but my neck is stiff. So I start being more fluent here. So it's an exploration. And if you have a movement practice background, it's very easy to you to adapt. And the practice is created for you to adapt it into your movement routine. Like it could be a self-care practice, like 5 to 10 minutes a day. It could be something you can implement, because I'm also a yoga teacher. You can implement this into your yoga practice, like a downward facing dog with this spirally circling motion. I mean, there are quite a lot of yoga teachers out there, female ones, who are teaching these kind of free flow yoga. Very nourishing for, even for a man. So yeah, there's a website. Actually, I have an upcoming online retreat, a very, you know, like 2 weeks online retreat with 3 sessions in it, and every day short inspiration. So I'm like, not a very time investing thing. If you want to try that, we can put this here in the chat. It's my online retreat, and it's about, yeah, exploring a bit more if you like. Otherwise, there's also my email. You can get in touch and ask me questions. Or you can create your one song pleasure flow and then tag me. So there's a hashtag one song pleasure flow. I just created this one and can move, show me your movements, right? So we can stay connected and I can see where this is going.
Amazing. I would love to join that, and we can do that in our Facebook group of Dance and Creativity channel, and there will be nice sharing of your like inspiration, or because sometimes I have troubles with picking the music, like I don't know which composition to pick for dance, but if I have a bunch of recommendations from you guys, that will be cool. So please join our Facebook group, and we can continue communication there and after the conference as well. So we are starting to wrapping up this session. Thank you, Mia. That was amazing exploration for me as well. I was partly dancing here, and lovely music and lovely vibes with our audience today. So if you would like to review this session once again, this recording will be available for 48 hours after this session on our portal and also on Facebook group. I'm inviting you to join coffee break rooms that are available during the conference, also on our portal, where you can share with the voice your opinions and share what interesting you find during the conference. And we also inviting you to join our next sessions on Dance and Creativity channel. And to finish, Mia, you already know that I will ask you about your top tip on how to stay embodied.
So there's actually a question in the Q&A, like how often I change my song. So actually it's a big part of my movement, let's say like my ritual, like finding new songs. So like refreshing new songs, and then I find something new, like on Spotify, it's pretty easy with the algorithm, like, oh, and then I have something new I can taste, and there's new movement. So movement, music is such a big part. So one thing is, like, if you're like me, such a, you know, I mean, we all love music, right? So then pick the songs you love and get inspired by them. That's one thing. I do dancing while I'm cooking. I really try to implement these things into my life. Like when I'm going shopping groceries, I, you know, nobody can really see that, but I'm like, you know, or in the car. So I really try to make this embodiment practice, make this a really like embodiment daily practice. Not like, I mean, I came from workout, like you have like a 1 hour workout and then you're done, and then, you know, you don't care about your movement. But no, it's about like
to change music more often and dance during while you're doing something else, right?
Yeah, I know we come to an end. I'm talking because I'm so excited about this to share, because it's so easy, right? It's so easy.